Hey Joe, I like your show. I tell everybody that's my shit. And if you got a long ride and you like getting high, maybe go and take another hit. We gonna laugh out loud, that's what it's about. Nobody ain't safe no more. And Joe stands out even in a big crowd, cause the motherfucker's 6'4". Hey Joe, it's time to start the show. Up, up and away we go. Mic check and I like your flow. Everybody, here's Joe.
Well, here we are. The start of something new that's been coming for a long time, honestly. I have been working in the entertainment business in some form for nearly 20 years. I have obviously done stand-up comedy for a very long time. I've podcasted many of the shows that you all have listened to, from the Dirty Sports to the Dirty Slides, Dirty Politics, the Kooks of Comedy, Wild Stallions. I've acted, I've been a writer, I've been a producer, I even directed a music video one time. But the first thing that I ever did in the world of entertainment was host my very own radio show, all by myself, The Joe Show, on 91.3 WLVR in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. And this is going full circle to that show. I've had a hankering to do something different lately, and I thought, what better than to go back to The Joe Show? We're not going to call this one The Joe Show, because in the 15-mile radius that 91.3 WLVR reached, that was the only Joe Show. So it was an okay title. But if you go on the internet now, there's a lot of different The Joe Shows. We got the Joe Rogan podcast. We got a million different podcasts and YouTube shows hosted by guys named Joe. So we're just going to keep it simple. The Joe Prano podcast. We won't be talking too much sports here because obviously I've got another show for that. But we are going to talk all kinds of different things. First and foremost, I want to do a show about art. Comedy is certainly an art form. Some might say it's the highest art form. A man on a stage entertaining a crowd by himself with a microphone. But I love artists of all styles, and I love art of all styles. I love music and movies and visual art and comedy, obviously, and stage acting. I love writers. I love all kinds of art. I love it, and I want to explore it a little more. And that's what we're going to do on this show. I've already stockpiled a bunch of great interviews with artists, and I'll be rolling those out in the next few days and few weeks. And who knows how long the show will last? Who knows if it'll be weekly, if I'm going to do it in seasons? I haven't really figured out everything yet. The only thing that I have figured out is that the internet these days is just, it makes me so angry to just be a part of. I have a hard time sitting down without getting angry these days. Not just from the politics of everything, this whole, you know, everybody hating Trump and the other side defending Trump. And I just can't hear anymore about the gross, fake bullshit two-party politics that, you know, fills the internet with just a cesspool of despicable opinions lately. I can't go on Facebook to see, you know, pictures of my niece and nephew anymore without getting bombarded with every moron's hot take about government issues. It's like, when the fuck did all of you guys become politicians? Last I checked, most of you are hack comedians that do dick jokes. So just enough. And then, you know, hosting a show in the sports world, it's the exact same thing. All the hatred toward athletes that are achieving at a level that you have never achieved anything at. Like, they're the hatred for the LeBron Jameses of the world, the Eli Mannings, the Tom Brady's, all these people, everybody, it's just hate all the time. And then even in comedy now, I can't even be a part of the comedy community without getting angry about the censorship of words, what people can say, what people can't say, people blogging and tweeting about how this joke is offensive and this phrase is offensive and this word is offensive and this bit is offensive and this sketch is offensive and everything's offensive to somebody. And I'm just over all of it. I thought about it long and hard, and when I do put down my phone and when I do close my laptop and when I do get away from this, again, gross, just poo-poo platter of bad opinions that exists out there, I find that the only time I'm really happy and disconnected from it is when I lock in to consuming art. When I put the phone down and I shut it off and I pick up a book. When I put the phone down and I shut it off and I watch a great show or a great movie or a great documentary, or when I go to a museum, or when I go out and just enjoy art in some form. And so that's what I want to do on this show. I want to talk to artists about art. I want to talk to creators. I can't even go. You know, there's a lot of artists on YouTube these days, and I can't even go there anymore. Back in the day, you used to be able to like go and watch something and it'd be funny or be like different or be, you know, thought-provoking. And now just under all of it is comments. Nice video, faggot. And you're like, who are you people? Who are you that just want to put hate out into the world all the time? I've got a theory. If you go on YouTube and you look at somebody that made a hateful comment, that exactly 0% of the time will they ever be somebody that has uploaded their own video. Why? Because there's two real groups out in the world. There's haters and there's creators. And I am sick and tired of dealing with and hearing from and reading the opinions of the haters. I want to talk. I want to listen to. I want to be around the creators. And that's what this show is going to be. Yeah, there'll be a couple of episodes from time to time that I do my own solo thing. If I feel like I've got to say something about something in the world, I'll do my own, you know, one off from time to time solo episode. I might even sit down with friends and, you know, shoot the shit about whatever we feel like talking about. But the majority of this show is going to be talking to creators about their creative process, how they feel, you know, making their work, what it's like after their work, just everything that goes along with all that stuff. And I have already some fantastic guests in the can, as they say in the business. I've got a songwriter, a couple writers, a documentary filmmaker, a musician, a comedian who's turned into a writer, and I've got a bunch of other people lined up. I've got another musician coming up. I've got a visual artist, an actor, an actress, everything. I just want to talk to all kinds of people that spend their time putting themselves out there and letting it be judged by the world rather than the people that are out there just judging. And I'm really excited about it. It's the Joe Prano podcast, and it's happening. It's happening right now. You can hear, I'm sure, in the background, the noises that are my daily life on the boardwalk in Venice Beach, the ghetto bird helicopter out looking for somebody. That sounds like somebody's drilling into the boardwalk as we speak. It's not going to be, your typical highly produced, slick, everything's perfect podcast. We've already got a great Doug Ray theme song that he recorded on his phone, and he said, "Hey, do you want me to record it on a studio?" And I said, "Nah, fuck it, man. This show is just about." Just creating shit, and this is perfect. So I hope you enjoyed the theme song. I hope you enjoyed the episodes to come. The last thing that I'm going to say before rolling out into this, you know, world of the Joe Prano podcast, that who knows where it's going to go and what's going to happen with it. But before I do that, I do want to say that, you know, great art isn't you know, paid for by advertisers. I do a lot of podcasts, and it's always great to have people giving us money. And we work with a lot of great sponsors on Dirty Sports and Dirty Slides, and even back in the Kooksa Comedy days, and all the podcasts I do. It's awesome to work with Harry's and Omaha Steaks and SeatGeek and all that. But for right now, I'm really focusing on this show not having to answer to anybody. I want artists to be able to come on and say whatever they want. I want to be able to come on and say whatever I want. I want this show to be about creativity and freedom and hearing what artists have to say about whatever they want to talk about. And for that reason, I have started a Joe Prano Patreon page, because I would love to see you guys supporting the arts is basically what it is. Think about it as the same thing as going to a museum and donating when you walk in, or giving to PBS, or buying a painting, or buying a mixtape on the boardwalk, or, you know, just anything that supports the arts. I've got patreon.com/Joe Prano. There's not a lot there right now. I'm going to be adding stuff. I don't know if we're going to do exclusives. I don't know if I'm going to put up video stuff or anything that's sort of a bonus for Patreon people. But right out of the gate, what I'm asking for is if you know me and you like me, and just hearing what I've talked about in the last few minutes excites you about the future of this potential podcast, to the point where you're like, yeah, I want to do anything that I can to help this happen, then go to patreon.com/Joe Prano and give a little bit. And I'm going to put it toward the production of this show. I'm going to put it toward traveling a lot to interview artists that I know around the world. Obviously, New York and LA are filled with a lot of talented people and a lot of friends of mine. And I go back and forth to those places often. And I have already got some interviews with people on my recent New York trip. I've already got some interviews with people here in Los Angeles. But I know a lot of great, talented, funny, entertaining people all over the country and the world. And I would love the opportunity to go talk to them where they're creating, not make necessarily everybody come to me. And so if you want to support the whole idea, the whole product, the whole creation of this show, go to my Patreon page and give whatever you can. And more info will be coming there. So, you know, bookmark it and check it out often. And follow me all the places that you can follow me. Follow me at Fix Your Life on Twitter. Obviously, I put a lot of stuff out there, and I'm going to put obviously a lot more things that have to do with this show there. Instagram at Joe Prano. And if you're listening to this, that means that this podcast is live, that you can rate, review, and subscribe to it on iTunes, on Stitcher, on SoundCloud, on Google Play, on all the places that podcasts are sold. So this is it, the beginning of a journey that started a long time ago. It's not the Joe Show on 91.3 WLVR. It's the Joe Prano Podcast. And it's here now for you guys. Enjoy.